Legends Club, Blaine's Farm and Fleet present Packers Live! This week's Packers special guest, center Corey Linsley! Ladies and gentlemen, The Rock himself, Larry McCarron!
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Packers Live. All I can say is, wow! Was that great or what? Was that great? Beat the Seahawks, yeah, Sunday Night Football. That was terrific. I think it was a long trip back to Seattle last night. Really breaks my heart. Please say hello to our band, Third and Short. Gentlemen, may I request a drum roll, please? Tonight's guest is a Pro Bowl player in the making. Ladies and gentlemen, please give a warm Packers Live welcome to Corey Linsley.
Corey, welcome. Take the far seat, will you, buddy?
Thank you.
Corey, welcome. Congratulations. Now, after the fact, you guys downplayed it last week, but that victory over Seattle, it meant something special, didn't it?
A little bit, yeah. It was good to get one back on. I know it meant a lot for the vets even more because, you know, what happened in 2012, right, up at their place. So I know it meant a little bit more to them, but it was still good because last season stung a little bit, but it's just another week. It was a good victory. It was good to get to 2-0 and snowball into next week.
Let's talk about the game a little bit and something that was terribly evident. You guys not only have the best quarterback in the league, you have the smartest quarterback in the league. Aaron Rodgers.
He's amazing, isn't he?
He is. He is. And he does stuff every day that you kind of look at and you just think, wow, I can't believe that guy just did that. And it kind of just... it shocks you every week, and it shocks you day in and day out. But, you know, you can't – you think you get used to it, but you really don't.
Now, Corey, offensively, you guys lose Eddie Lacy real early. In comes James Starks, 95 yards total, almost 5 yards a pop. Talk about stepping up. That's exactly what he did.
Exactly. Yeah, James did a heck of a job. I mean, I don't think anyone expected anything less of James. He's a heck of a back. He does stuff every day in practice that you think, man, that guy could be anywhere in the league playing, you know? So I didn't expect anything less than James. Nobody thought there was going to be a drop off at all. Although Eddie's a heck of a player himself, you know, with the Pro Bowls and everything and Rookie of the Year. But when James came in, he definitely stepped up to the occasion.
Meanwhile, back on the defensive side of the ball, those guys are holding Marshawn Lynch, Mr. Angry himself, to 2-7 a carry. That's phenomenal.
Terrible. That was awesome. And we were watching it on the sideline, and, you know, we were drawing up plays and talking about what just happened. But, you know, every once in a while you get up to the big screen, you watch, and just getting stuffed after stuff, and it was awesome. That's a credit to the D-line, linebackers, the guys who play in the box. That was amazing.
I want to talk about a couple of your fellow second-year men. One, Richard Rodgers. Okay, you guys fall behind and lose the momentum, but you come back and seize it, thanks largely to a couple plays he made. One's a touchdown where he really maneuvered himself to get open. Yeah. And then after that 2-point conversion, Bobby Wagner, Mr. All-Pro, is draped all over him, still can't stop him.
Yep. Rich, honest to God, ever since he came in, I remember he made some ridiculous catch. Our first OTAs and one-handed grab near the sideline and then, you know, got like a 20-yard gain. What would have been, you know, no pads, but ever since then, I knew he was going to be a great player, and I think everybody else did. And he's taken, he really has taken the next step to becoming a really, really great tight end.
Corey? Yes. The other fellow I want to talk about is Jayrone Elliott. Now, he made two enormous defensive plays with the interception and the forced fumble, and that guy is just so smooth. It's almost like he's doing it effortlessly, and he makes huge plays.
It looks like. It doesn't look like he's doing anything, right? No effort. But, you know, Jayrone, I actually played Jayrone's high school when I was in high school, and we're actually not far from each other. I know a bunch of his friends, and he knows a bunch of mine that he played in All-Star games with. And it's just to see Jayrone do that, heck of a guy. To see him really come on second year, it's awesome. Really happy for him.
Corey, let's talk about your game. Now, at the heart of your job is something, in the current game, is something called reach blocking, correct? Mm-hmm. And the thing that you do that nobody else does is you not only prevent penetration, you actually start walking that defensive tackle back. That's hard to do, is it not?
I try to. It is hard to do, and especially against a guy like me, Bain, who's a heck of a player, and I played against him last year. He was out for the NFC Championship, but played against him last year in the first game of the year. He's a heck of a player, and I felt a little bit of steam going into the next game, handling him in a decent fashion.
Something that was really cool, kind of an exciting adjustment, is center pulling plays,
yeah.
And you had several yesterday. Do you like that getting out on space? We're looking at one right here.
Love it. I love it. And, you know, it gets a chance to show some athleticism, although, you know, I don't look like Eddie right there. But it is a heck of a play, and, you know, I'm just happy that that play got executed the way it was supposed to.
Corey, something about your game that I've noticed these past, well, a year and change now, is that the guy you're blocking, there's something about it. He ends up on the ground a lot. Where does that stem from, Corey?
Honest to God, my high school coach always preached that, always preached finishing the block, and he always, there you go. He always preached that. Oh, I love it. He always preached that growing up in my football career. And I always got kind of a little small amount of joy out of putting a guy on his back, as do all offensive linemen.
I get a lot of joy out of it right here. I mean, you know, watch this. We'll knock a guy on the ground. There we go. Another one bites the dust. Corey, hang on to your helmet, buddy. It's time to go in the huddle. In the huddle, the exciting segment where we dissect a play with the player who made it. Corey, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Corey, since I don't think you were here for rehearsal, but this is James Stark's big run, okay?
Oh, yeah,
so you kind of remember the – are you like most guys that play the offensive line, you can remember every play after the game?
Yeah, I do. If you point out what James did on this run, yeah, I remember exactly.
Okay, well, this is that play. Mm-hmm. So your job basically on this thing is what? And feel free to draw.
Yeah, okay, so what we're doing on this play, we're trying to stretch the defense. So Josh and I and TJ are all kind of working in unison to block these three guys right here. And, you know, our goal is to just stretch them as much as we can to create kind of a cutback lane. And
okay, let's roll the tape and watch, Corey, once again, this thing about putting people on the ground. Michael Bennett, one of the best in the league, on the ground with some help from TJ.
With some help, yeah.
Look at that. Now, hey, Corey, now when they tested you on the bench press at the combine, what'd you do, like 36?
I did 36, yeah.
With 2 1/4. I mean, we see a bench press right here. That's 36 reps on the bench press right there. Okay, stop it right there. Okay, so we got one dead soldier right there. Corey's up on this guy. We got Josh sitting walling off right here. And got James Jones. This is really well blocked. Getting something done downfield. And here's a couple other things to it. I don't know if you've seen this. Andrew Corliss, watch this, folks. There. And
that's
stop.
Awesome.
And David Bakhtiari right here, walling off that edge. Corey,
It doesn't come any better than this,
no,
does it?
No, it doesn't. Not at all. Well, and you know what? When we draw up plays like this, when we go over them, you know, we focus so much on this part of the play and getting the stretch on the defense. But it's really the blocks like that by Andrew and Dave that really spring these big runs.
Well, folks, I'll tell you what this is. Let her roll. This is high diddle diddle. James Starks up the middle for 35 big yards. Well done, Corey Lindsley and your teammates. Coming up, this week's edition of Earn Your Autograph, a special adults-only Earn Your Autograph, starring Gary. Smile at the camera, Gary. Welcome back. Time to play Earn Your Autograph, Adults Only Edition, and our guest player is?
Gary.
I knew that. I already called you by your name, but thank you for pointing out. Where are you from, Gary?
Marathon City.
Marathon City. You ever played football?
No, we didn't have it in high school when I...
Well, that's too bad.
But I love it.
You seem to grow up just fine anyway, but we're going to play some football tonight. As a matter of fact, if you can learn the football... Learn, that's not a good word. If you can execute, that's a good football word. If you can execute the football skill Corey's about to coach you on, you will earn his autograph. How is that, Gary?
Wonderful.
Okay. Corey, what are we going to learn?
We're going to learn how to snap the football. How about that?
Okay.
All righty. So what I want you to do, I want you to centerline the ball between your feet, shoulder about, or feet about a little bit wider than shoulder width. Centerline the ball. All you got to do, throw it right back. About it.
That's all there is to the shotgun
all
snap?
Is. That's all there is. That's
I pretty, thought it was hard.
It's easy. Oh, everybody could do it.
Everybody. I couldn't. Okay. Not accurately anyway. Okay, Gary, turn around and Corey will say, ready, hiking you, snap him the ball.
All right.
And you remember, if you snap it right to him, you get Corey's autograph. Okay.
On the set hike. Set hike.
Look at
that. Look at
that. That's what I'm talking about, Gary.
There you go.
Congratulations, Gary. And that's without playing football in high school, I'll tell you what.
How about that?
While Gary is getting Corey's autograph, we're going to take a break. When we come back, it's time for this week's Chalk Talk. Don't go away.
Thank you again.
Thank you. Welcome back. What a great couple days at Lambeau Field, the victory over the Seattle Seahawks. And tonight, we have a special guest. John Brockington is with us. The first man in NFL history to gain over 1,000 yards in each of his first three seasons. John Brockington. And just like Corey, an Ohio State Buckeye, yeah. Okay. Meanwhile, back at the Telestrator, it's time for a Chalk Talk. And a lot of people think football is just a game of brawn, but it's also a game of brains, and we got a perfect illustration. You see Josh sitting right here? You know, he's that guy, kind of looks like Grizzly Adams, got the crazy hair and stuff like that. He's as strong as a grizzly bear, and he's a heck of a player, but he's also a very, very smart one, okay? And I want you to watch this real close on this play, and if I could get, there it is. Okay, run that back. You see Josh there, step to the outside, make a move that way. Okay, let's see it one more time. And you may be wondering, why is Josh sitting doing that, okay? Defensive people like this one are taught to read a guy's head. And if his head goes outside, he's going to go outside. And why on earth would Josh want him outside? Well, I'll tell you what, because his buddy TJ's coming over here to knock him into the middle of next week. Bang, like that. Run that back. I'll tell you what, Jordan Hill's ribs are hurting this morning big time. Look at that hit. And once again, it's James Starks, high diddle diddle, up the middle for 5 yards. Not bad, huh? Brawn and brains. And that's tonight's Chalk Talk.
Chalk Talk, Chalk Talk, Chalk Talk.
All right. Now, as I mentioned, Corey's a Big Ten student athlete. Now, all the Big Ten guys are smart. However, talk about brains. Corey, when he was going through the combine process, took a thing they call the Wunderlich, an intelligence test, and the average score is 19 or 20. Corey scored a 33. Now, Corey, the question is, obviously, you got a whole lot of brains floating around that helmet. When the helmet comes off, like, what are you interested in? What keeps you going?
You know what I actually got interested in is war movies. I've been watching a lot of war movies. I watched Apocalypse Now, watched Full Metal Jacket, and just really learning to appreciate really what those guys did, you know, in all the wars that we fought, but Vietnam, World War II, World War I. I'm looking to read a couple books. Unbroken. Should have read that a while ago, but I'm looking to appreciate, get more in depth into our military history, and really appreciate those guys.
Time well spent. Coming up, we'll have questions for Corey from our lively audience here in the Legends Club, high atop the beautiful Lambeau Field atrium. Don't go away, please. Thank you, Third Short. Corey Linsley is our very special guest, and we have some questions for him. Your name, sir?
Danny Conley.
And Danny, a little birdie told me you are a retired Marine. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Let's hear it for Danny. Thank you for your service, sir.
Thank you, sir.
And Danny, what's your question?
Corey, great rookie season. How are you doing in the second year as far as being in the comfort zone?
Lot less mental stress, that's for sure. And I'm no longer worrying about which way the play is going. I'm worried about what to do on the play. So, and I got to thank my guards and my quarterback for that, really bringing me along.
All right. Next up we have?
Brian Prosky.
And Brian, your question.
I was curious. The first half of the game, I noticed that the defense was in the backfield a lot. And in the second half, that seemed to cut down quite a bit and give Aaron a little more time. Was there an adjustment or a big thing that you guys did that caused that?
I think it was just guys getting into the flow of the game and really getting into their comfort level. And I think both of our tackles played a heck of a game against – I mean, those guys are speed rushers. For sure. Donnie Barkley and Dave Bakhtiari played a heck of a game against some of the best speed rushers in the NFL, and that was a credit to them.
All right, next up we have?
Tess Scruggs.
And Tess, what's your question?
I want to know who's the better center out of the two of you.
Hey.
I'll answer that. I couldn't hold his you-know-what. He can do stuff I never thought about doing. Unfortunately, that's all we have time for. Frankie, what was your favorite question, and what does that lucky questioner receive?
The winner is the Marine, and he gets some ankle-high official Packer socks fresh.
That's Danny, Frankie. Danny.
The Marine Dan, yes.
All right, coming up, some final thoughts and more of Frank. Don't go away, please. One more time with Corey Linsley. Corey, you got the Kansas City Chiefs coming to town Monday night. What do you think? They're 1-1. Had a real disappointing game against Denver, I am sure. What do you think?
That was a shocker. But that just means they're going to be that much more motivated coming into this game. And they got a heck of a D-line, that's for sure. And it'll be another good challenge for us. It'll be another good opportunity to get better.
You looking forward to the fans getting loud at Lambeau again? Was that good? Was that great?
That was absolutely great. And the way they carried it into the fourth quarter and everything, I'm looking forward to that again.
Corey, go get him. Thanks for being here. Thank you for watching. Until next time, take care.